Let's go to Phil out in Oakland County. Phil, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, thanks for calling.
By the way, it's Phil Bertolini. I'm the CIO for Oakland County, and I just want to say, you guys, great show today.
Phil, thank you very much for calling. Yeah, Phil and I see each other quite a bit, not only in the Society for Information Management.
I was going to say, does your wife know?
But Phil is one of the great CIOs here in the state of Michigan. He serves on David Behan's CIO kitchen cabinet. David is the CIO for the state of Michigan, pulled a number of us together. And Phil, thank you for calling.
Well, guys, I really enjoyed the show today. There was a lot of great topics, but if I could, I'd like to just comment on a couple of them, if I could.
Please do, and then we're going to hold you over, okay? Because we've got to take a commercial break, Cal, and then we can come back to Phil, can we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have to take a commercial break right now, but we'll be back with Phil and so much more, and your questions as well. We have an interesting call from Phil Bernalini from the CIO of Oakland County. Phil, welcome back to the Internet Advisor.
Yeah,
now you
there
can.
There he is. He's there now.
Yep. Hi, guys.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know, the planets have collided that you got Mike and Matt on the same show. They're working together.
Yeah, can you believe that? I mean, we've known both of these guys for a long time, competing with their own separate different IT newsletters, electronic newsletters.
And you're right. Collide is right. They basically collided with each other.
They did. And it was it's fun to see them both on the same tech cast now. So M2 Tech Cast
I'm looking forward to what the product that they bring out.
Yep.
So one comment I'd like to make, if I could, is the data center issue
you
all talked about.
Yep.
And I'm much happier now that the legislation is encompassing the entire state, because that original legislation was going to be only for that one company in Grand Rapids.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And here in Oakland County, we pride ourselves on attracting business and keeping business, and we have a number of data centers here. And I'm just excited to hear that it's going to be used across the state, and I think that's a great thing. And I just wanted to, you know, say that. And then one other comment, if I could, is the issue of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see those jobs materialize. It'll be very interesting to see how they actually report those jobs longer term, because it's going to be tough knowing a data center doesn't need many people to operate it.
That's right. It's really an enabling technology. If you can get, as a company, if you have your choice of competing internet service providers, first of all, the price goes down. Second of all, the service goes up. The bandwidth goes up because they have to compete with each other. It's a good thing, but those new jobs are created in all of those client companies, not in the actual data center There's still some jobs, certainly, but not as many.
And I think what the bill that was going across our governor's desk basically said that there's a timetable on here where they have to show the jobs, otherwise the incentive goes away, I believe.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that's the right way to go with this, because the whole issue of picking winners and losers. And we've done a good job, I think, in the state of Michigan with economic development to make sure that we're trying to even the playing field for everyone. So
that's
excited to see the change there.
It's certainly
fair. And then one other thing I thought I'd mention as well is that, where can I get 3 megs up and down for $40?
Well, that now, so Comcast, actually, you could get 2 meg right now, or 2 gig right now. But it's more than 40. I'm thinking that with AT&T and Rocket Fiber and Metro and some of the others that are coming up with high-speed bandwidth all in this area, I'm hoping that they're going to drive the price down. I don't know. You guys have comments?
Well, I hope so. And I think the 40 number he's talking about was one of our previous callers who threw that out. That's probably from a few years ago, and it's probably an introductory offer. That's why I made that comment. I had a difficult time getting, you know, double that for getting just internet connection.
But you live in the boonies.
I live in northern Oakland County. Just so happens my neighbor lives
in northern Oakland County, guys.
Yeah.
Great place to live.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the show today, and I just wanted to share a couple thoughts with
you
today.
Phil, I'm so excited that you actually have listened to the show. I thought it was just my mother and a few other people, so I'm glad that you tuned in. Thank you.
Count me in as a listener. You bet, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Phil.
Great
Thanks.
Holiday. Enjoy it with your families.
Thank you. You
Thank
too,
you.
Phil. Merry Christmas. That was Phil Bertolini, and Phil is the CIO and Assistant Administrative for Oakland County.
And now a fan of the Internet Advisor.
And actually.